You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 293, Blame Canada by South Park. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. The only song ever nominated for an Oscar to drop an F-bomb came, of course, from South Park. This week's Lyrics Undercover looks at Blame Canada from the 1999 film South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Times have changed! Our kids are getting worse! They won't obey their parents, they just want to fight and curse!
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
If crude language and surreal humor are the backbone of the animated television series South Park, satire is its bread and butter. The series creators, Matt Parker and Trey Stone, met at a film class at the University of Colorado and, in 1992, created an animated short entitled The Spirit of Christmas. The work used construction paper cutouts and stop-motion photography and featured prototypes of the main South Park characters. It kicked off the chain of events that led to the premiere of South Park in 1997. The movie followed 2 years later.
No, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
With all their beady little eyes and clapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
We need to form a full assault!
It's Canada's fault!
The movie takes on the issues of censorship and free speech. In this scene, it seems the impressionable children of South Park are entranced by the fictional Canadian movie Terrence and Philip, Asses of Fire. Much misbehavior ensues as the children adopt the movie as a role model, imitating much of what they see. Instead of stepping up to their children's behavior, the parents look to the obvious South Park solution, blame Canada.
Don't blame me for my son Stan. He saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the clan. My boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf, but now when I see him, he tells me to fuck myself.
Consternation arose after the work received a Best Song Academy Award nomination. All nominated songs were traditionally performed during the broadcast, but there was no way the FCC would sanction broadcasting an F-bomb. The show's producers found the perfect solution. If there was anyone who could sidestep the issue in prime time, it was Robin Williams.
Well, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
Williams played with some of the chorus lyrics. It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along became because when Canada is gone, there'll be no Celine Dion. He also mentions Bryan Adams' beady eyes and Margaret Trudeau's friendly thighs. He avoids the forbidden by turning to the chorus. All the audience heard was a gasp.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no.
The Canadian Oscar telecast was the perfect time to kick off the immensely popular Molson Beer I Am Canadian campaign. The ads played with Canadian stereotypes. A typical ad would describe an unwritten Canadian code of experience. If you live by it, quote, chances are you have a hockey scar somewhere, you've gone on a road trip in a car that had no business going on a road trip, you know a girl who got jiggied with a pro hockey player, and you feel kind of bad reclining your seat in an airplane.
Heck no!
Blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hullabaloo!
And that bitch on Murray, too!
Blame Canada!
Canadian singer Anne Murray has defended the song. The website canoe.ca quotes her publicist, Marlene Palmer, who said that South Park creators Parker and Stone asked the Oscar telecast producers to inquire if Murray would perform the song on the telecast. She had no problem with the song, Palmer said. She found it all very amusing. She sort of laughingly said if you asked her children, they'd say she's a bitch too, end quote. She would have performed, but for a conflict with a long-planned holiday. Blame Canada didn't win the Oscar. That honor went to the Phil Collins song You'll Be In My Heart. It didn't really matter, though. South Park got the last laugh. The song was parodied in an episode the following year as You'll Be In Me. Phil Collins acts as the episode's antagonist and is seen always holding his Oscar. Any fan of South Park will know where the statuette ends up. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vitamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.